If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
You guys got to jump in.
Oh. They already know who I am, Jessica. I'm checking in.
I'm Alexis Texas, baby.
All right. This is going to be a fun episode. I already could tell today just by the vibes from everybody. But Jessica Dime, first of all, this is your first time doing lip service.
Yeah.
And you have a new show called The Mint.
I do.
Yes. And what episode is it up to? Seven?
Episode seven. That's the one that's like everybody was waiting on.
All right, but I feel like people know you from King of Diamonds, but then they also know you from Love and Hip Hop, and then Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah.
A lot of different things. And now you have your own show, so congratulations.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. We'd love to see it.
Yes.
Alexis Texas.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of people were very excited when we told them that you were going to be up here. A lot of guys.
I can see. I know why. I know.
You have a lot of accolades.
I do. I have a lot of assets. Yes. A lot of people like a lot of things. But yes, I appreciate you having me on. I'm a fan of your show. I feel like there's a lot of fun things that we can talk about that I'm excited to.
And you have your own podcast too, Private Talk.
Private Talk, yes.
All right. So congratulations on that. See, I like it. Everybody's an entrepreneur.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's important for us to get into. But first of all, I was asking Gigi a question when we were downstairs, and we were like, we'll talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And I said to Gigi, because Gigi has a daughter who is a little grown up, you know, she's still look at her as a little girl. I can't help it. That's your daughter. I'm going to still look at her as a little girl.
Yeah, she's so grown.
But how old is she now?
She'll be 27 in a couple of days.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And we've known her since she was like, you know, a little baby girl. But anyway, I was like, would you be upset if she had an OnlyFans? And was, you know, because while everybody has them, it's different when it's your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you thought?
So I had to think about it. Because, you know, I have one. And I also think about what my content is like. And there's no porn because I've never been a porn star.
Yeah.
I continue to stay in my lane of just giving my sexy. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows me as being an exotic entertainer. So that's, you know, how I became popular. Yeah. And so I still give that on my OnlyFans. However, this reminds me of when years ago I did a documentary and I was asked, would I ever let my daughter strip?
Mm, and the answer I was asked that before too.
Because I feel like I do things so that she doesn't have to.
Right.
Like, let me take this role and let me go through the struggle so that I can make your life easier.
But what if she wants to? Because sometimes people do it just because.
Right. So on a personal level with my daughter, she's just not that girl. Like, my daughter is very tomboyish and she's very artsy. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't, she's like hoodies and hats. And, you know, the most she's going to do is crop her top and show her stomach. Like, she's not like into heels and makeup and like the whole sexy, you know, thing.
Okay.
So she's not that type of girl. But I also have nieces. One of my nieces, shout out to Ivy, she works at Cheetah in Atlanta, right?
Okay, I love Cheetah.
And Pink Pony in Atlanta. So she's, you know, in the life. If she wanted to start OnlyFans, I would help her.
Right.
The same way I helped her to start dancing. You know, she wanted to dance, and she wanted to dance like right after the pandemic, and we're from Philly, and the money is better in Atlanta. So when she told me she wanted to dance right after the pandemic up in Philly, I'm like, no, girl, no. If you're going to do it right, come to Atlanta, live with me, and I'll help you with these Gigi jewels. I'm going to drop them all over you.
Yeah.
And she was able to succeed and become, you know, a top girl at her club, and she's, you know, living her best little stripper life right now.
I love her.
I don't know if that's a yes or no answer, but you know.
I think it's circumstantial.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess it's like if she wanted to do it, I think that you don't think you would stray her away, but you would give her the right path to do it. I think that if it's not there, then why push it?
One thing that, and Jessica, I'm sure you both can relate to, is that when we are in the adult nightlife, in the entertainment industry, when it comes to the adult side of things, and the rated R, the rated X side of things, we get judged for that. And it's like, we all have our own stories. We all have our own reasons why we chose this path. We all have our own reasons why we chose the sex industry versus being a nurse or being a bank teller. You know, we all have our own reasons for doing what we do.
Although you could do both, because there's definitely some.
Yeah, yeah. But my point is that, you know, I was always judged for my choices.
Me too.
And I would never judge someone for theirs because I know how that feels.
Right, right.
You know, I was a 19-year-old homeless mother of a 2-year-old when I decided to start dancing. So I kind of didn't have a choice. I was a double convicted felon at 19. There wasn't a lot of job options for me.
Yeah.
So I did what I had to do to make sure that she never had to go down that path. Now, but again, with my nieces, you know, they are like my kids.
Right.
And I'm standing beside them.
And Jessica Dime, your show, The Men, is actually about women who are trying to get out of the club.
Correct.
Right? And they have talent.
Yeah, I got some that rap, some that sing, it's even one that could draw. They have businesses. Some of them sell like hair, clothing. And they have more, like they want to build up their talent. Like they want to do more. I see it in them, but it's like certain things they do and certain ways they move. I feel like I wish somebody would have told me or put me to the side and let me know a little game, dropped a few jewels on me, like you said, Gigi jewels, you know, and just put me up on stuff. You know, I guess when we was kind of, you know, with the King of Diamonds era, with me coming up, it was like a competition type thing. Nobody was really trying to help nobody or put nobody up on nothing. Then when we started getting into rapping, they like, oh, these bitches trying to really strip and rap. What do they think? Who they think they are? So it's kind of like with the, I want to do it where I want to help you do it because I have been there. Like, I've been at the.
Wish you would have had some help.
Yeah. And I've been at the decision making time where it's like, flow, like, you gonna sign your record deal or you gonna keep dancing? You gotta pick
Can't
one.
Can't do both.
Right, because you were signed a Flo Rida.
Yeah, so I had to pick one. So it was like I had to just step out on it and figure it out. But I'm here with the girls to try to help them figure it out. And whatever they go on to do, sign record deals, do deals or whatever, I'm proud of them. I want them to do that.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be a transition period. I don't want people to think just because they get on the mint, you automatically at the club.
Right.
No, I'm just helping like them transition.
You still got to do the work.
Yeah, because that's what they
want to
do.
I'm going to give you some advice and some guidance.
And they make a lot of money dancing in the club, so they got to be able to live that same lifestyle and be comfortable. But let's start.
But sometimes you do got to take some steps backwards financially in order to achieve.
Move forward.
Yeah, and that's a fact. You may not make that money you was making at the club.
You may not, but you're going to be so much more at peace.
You invest
in yourself.
That's
not really what you do. Some girls like dancing.
Yeah.
Some girls enjoy it.
There was a girl in the audition who was like, I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it can be empowering.
And you're like, well, yeah, that's not the point of being here, girl.
The little bit of time that I was a stripper was like the best time of my life. I had a great time being a stripper.
But it's
I can't stand a depressed stripper. I feel bad.
Yeah, but it's like doing it every night, yeah, back to back.
And
it's
not
tiring.
The same anymore. No. So let me tell y'all something. And I know I've said this before, but is the mic on? If the money was still the same back in my day, if the money was still the same when I went back to Atlanta in 2019, I might have went back to the club in 2019.
Right. Mm. But that's why I think hustling now is just differently. Now, like with OnlyFans, I feel like there's so many different avenues where there's not just porn. There could be just pretty girls. There's people that are just doing the same thing as IG, but stop being reported from it. So it's like, to me, it's like, make your money. Yeah.
Well, Alexis Texas is here. Let me ask you this. Did you have any guidance from any women who might have took you under their wing? Because for you, you started when you were 21.
Oh, no, I was 21, yeah.
In the porn industry. And you were just discovered you were working at a restaurant?
I was at a bar. In a college town I was going to. And mm-hmm. there was a company called Shane's World, which was the first reality type porn that they were looking for girls to do scenes that had never done them before. So it was like, it was kind of the prodigy of that movie or whatever. They didn't really, I just kind of hit it off really well with the guy, and I was like, I could make a lot of money. I would have probably had sex with him anyways, and you know, it was all
copacetic.
So for me, I never thought I would do it ever again. It was one of those things that at that time too, you know, internet porn wasn't a really big thing, so it was like finding a needle in a haystack. But with me, I had so much fun that they flew me out to Miami to do Bang Bros, and mm-hmm. I had a great time, and I loved the attention, the glitz, the glory, and the, you know, just the actual, like, I like sex. And to me, sex is kind of a form of art. So I was in a safe space. People are tested. You have do's and don'ts that you don't want to do. So it was a really safe space to be in to kind of let my 20s go wild.
But did any women take you under their wing and like give you some guidance? Like, this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't mm-hmm. do. Let me help you get to the money the best way.
So just how you said, like, in the strip club is very competitive. The industry was just very competitive too. So a lot of people didn't want to give you gems. But mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to, like, I had people like Belladonna, who are big names in the industry, that kind of took a liking to me and kind of not necessarily told me exactly what to do, but to kind of watch out for. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of figured it out on my own. Nobody really was kind of giving me any jewels of any sorts, but I made my own.
Yeah. And one thing about her, she has a famous ass. That's one thing that they always say.
Big booty. Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas is what they say.
That's what this girl on my show be saying.
It's true.
And then Nayeli, please. But no, I like you. I like Nayeli too, but Nayeli was in the jumping situation, so I would wait her. But
that jumping I can't wait till the next episode.
Yeah, it was too much.
I can't wait till these mics turn on so I can get some more tea from Jessica.
And people can, and people can catch up on the previous episodes too. They just forget. The subscription.
Yeah, yes. On Now That's TV. Mm-hmm. The show is on Now That's TV. You subscribe. It's just like, it's a guilty pleasure for mm-hmm. me. Even before I got a show on there, I used to still like look at the shows.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh. This is a lie, but I'm watching it.
I've actually had a subscription to that network for like a year. Because, like you said, it's a guilty pleasure. I'm going to just say that.
Yes. You're like, oh, what? And though, it's really good. So I was just like, just part. And then it's a Black-owned network. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to like build with people and just like be there in the beginning and just like see things grow. And I just see where it's going. Now this TV is like hot. Everybody like watching it, talking about it. Everybody's on there. And it's like different kind of shows that you never seen before.
So mm-hmm. watching your show, the girl shout out season one a lot. Like this, they ripping, they say.
Yes.
I love that. are there more seasons to come? Would you do it again?
I would do a lot differently, but I would do it again.
What would you change?
I would change so much.
It's a learning experience, though, when you do a first.
You got 13 girls in the house.
13 girls. I would change like some of the challenges. Okay. I would make it even harder.
Okay.
I would make it even harder. I would get more people like you, other people to come in and kind of help me.
To help with
you know, give them a little game. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I would
bring... Well, count me in, girl. You know I'm always down.
I'm going to call you. Yeah. Because I'm going to need some reinforcement.
Gigi's good at stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be like, Angela, Gigi.
And Alexis, what made you decide to start a podcast?
I wanted people to hear my voice. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, so much of my work is like my image and what people perceive me to be, but don't know anything about me. And mm-hmm. I feel like it was a good platform that I wasn't, you know, censored. I wasn't this, I wasn't that. So it gave me a really good chance to kind of really connect with my fan base and also become vulnerable along the way to see a different side of me that I haven't really kind of showcased before.
And you were also married for a period of time.
Unfortunately, I was.
Okay, I was going to say.
Well, unfortunately.
So what made you decide to even, like, did you feel like, did you really believe you were in love at the time? Or was it for others? Sometimes people get married for stability purposes.
Mm. I was definitely in love with the person. But I think marriage changed until like an ownership type thing afterwards. And I think it was just difference of communications and insecurities and a lot of things that that I didn't really see or want to see prior to being married. Mm-hmm. So it was a toxic environment that I kind of just chose me first and had to get out.
How hard was it to get out? I keep hearing right now, a lot of people I know are getting divorced, unfortunately. And for some people, it is really, really difficult, especially when one person doesn't want to do it or make it easy for you.
For sure. It definitely, I will say, even though it was my decision, it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, even though, like I said, it was my choice and my well-being, because I did love this person and I only wanted to be married once. And I do believe in marriage. I just married the wrong person. Mm-hmm. And then unwinding people's lives and financials and things like that. So it definitely took a toll on those things, but I feel like staying true in like your path and just knowing what my message was at the end, that I wanted, you know, safety, security, and just a peace of mind that I was doing the right thing. But it was definitely not easy. And I think up until just recently, have I really dealt with all like the trauma from it? Because mm-hmm. you like kind of just push it aside. I've been divorced for almost 8 years, 9 years. Mm-hmm.
Just recently you've started.
Yeah,
to...
because I feel like at the pandemic kind of like gave us the time to sit down and kind of deal with our problems, when I was just like, I was always on work mode, that I just kind of pushed everything to the side. And then I just started to recognize patterns of how I chose men that I was dating and mm-hmm. things like that, that kind of related to why I chose my husband or ex-husband at the time. And so just kind of refocusing on myself and figuring out what I really wanted from a partner and in life and things like that, it really kind of made me get over that completely.
Wow.
Were you doing porn when you were married?
I was. He was in porn as well.
Oh, so did y'all always do it together, or did y'all do it with different people while y'all was married?
Yes, we did
both. How did it go?
For me, I don't think porn was ever our issue. Problem, because we were really good at communicating in that part about what we liked.
That's how we met each other.
Were there like rules and boundaries that you guys had set?
We did. And that's why he was already established prior to me. And then so me coming into it, I kind of was a sounding ground to ask questions and stuff like that. But we were very vocal about what we wanted and liked and didn't like. But there wasn't also a lot of rules, because I feel like that's kind of inhibits what you really want to do either. Right. So it's kind of like it was aligned in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I think at home was the more of the issues of how I became Alexis Texas, and nobody knew how big that was going to really be, and how that hit his ego and how that makes you feel and all those things kind of playing to, you know, playing. I'm just like, I'm just doing me. I'm just
shaking
ass.
How long were you guys married for?
We were married for 3 years, together for 5.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When did you realize how big you were getting? Because obviously you went into this, you were like, okay, the internet wasn't, you know, as accessible or big as it became. But at first, like you said, it was like a needle in a haystack type mm-hmm. of thing. When did you realize, like, the first time somebody recognized you mm-hmm. and then people were like, oh my God?
I think, like, when I started to go out to other places other than LA, and like people were like doing weird things, looking at their phone when they're like looking at my porn and like being like showing the person, and I'm like, what are they talking about? So when I'm very like alpha and very in your face, like, hey, what are you looking at? And so then I see it a couple times and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. Hi. Just okay. Say hi. Like, I don't know what you to say. Just a lot of those situations that people ask me if, like, for the first picture and like really recognizing you outside of that. Mm-hmm. And for me is, you know, in the time of important, I'm not this tiniest girl. I'm usually like, it's a blonde girl, skinny girl with like big fake tits and that whole image, where I was one of the first people to be like a curvy girl with a big mm-hmm. booty, and I didn't really have to worry those things. So that stigma of body shaming and stuff definitely came in the beginning, but I was welcomed. And what I love the most is when women would come up to me and be like, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to be beautiful in my own skin, because you kind of let that be okay in the world. Mm. So I feel like those things kind of really made me feel like, oh, like, this is how I express myself in art, and that's my sexual encounters.
Mm. And what about working with Black men too? What has that been like? Because I know there can be a taboo in the beginning. I've heard women say that for doing porn, if you do porn with Black men, then it kind of decreases your value. But is that changing? Mm.
I feel like, I wouldn't say the decreasing of value. I just think times have changed. I feel like, you know, in the beginning of when I started, you know, we have agencies and, you know, we have contracts and all these things in place where they kind of tell you when to do things, or like how to do things in your career, or when that's going to, you know, be the height of certain things to blow up. So I definitely think nowadays things have definitely changed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not as stigmatized as it once before was. But I feel like it definitely doesn't devalue you at all. I think the times have definitely changed in just in the world. So I feel like it's, you know, kind of catching up with all those things as well.
Yeah, because I could see with the curvy women, you already know, like, to yeah. to watch. Because that interracial porn is a thing, too.
Yeah. It's definitely is a big seller. Definitely people all want to talk about it, want to see it. And I definitely, that's kind of one of my things of where it's like, I feel like I never literally, I left the industry in a way that I didn't really, not necessarily I didn't have a say, but I didn't have really a say on my, how I ran things and mm-hmm. how my brand was. So for like me, it's now it's like me wanting to rebrand and coming back into the business and kind of making it my own way and owning my own stuff and kind of building on my brand that I already have and making it a bigger thing.
I feel like that has been something that we heard a lot from different women in porn that we have on the show, mm-hmm. where they say, like, I'm taking over my career and I'm making my own decisions and I'm directing and producing. And,
well, that's why with like things like OnlyFans kind of really gave us the gateway to kind of do those things, where before mm-hmm. it's like people, even as big as my name was, is like, I also, not again that it's my body, but I didn't really all have the say, you know, mm-hmm. in management wise of what I truly always did. So it's like now it's like that I am my own owner and of my company and I am can do those things where now I have my own platform like an OnlyFans that I can make my own productions and I can mm-hmm. do it my way and not a way that people wanted me to do it or in those senses. So I definitely feel like platforms like OnlyFans and those types of content creator like situations have really helped the industry kind of everyone do their own thing.
Yeah. Right, because then you're at home, you have your setup, you know how to do things, you start learning how to edit, especially during the pandemic.
For sure.
Everybody was like, okay, I got to figure out how can I do this without a team of people
and
do it on my own. What made you decide to leave the business?
I think it was just where I was in my life. You know, I was with somebody that, you know, I was in a contract first with contracts, you kind of do limited kind of scenes. And so you're not doing so much. And then I ended up being in a relationship that kind of didn't really want me to be in the industry anymore. And I was kind of already on my way out. And then the pandemic happened. So mm-hmm. it was kind of all full circle. So it just kind of, again, at that time, I was working so much in so many different things, from dancing to, you know, movies and, all, you know, appearances and stuff, that you don't really have a time to focus on one thing.
Right.
So I think that, you know, now it's kind of like, I enjoy doing my podcasts. You know, I love, you know, talking to people, getting to know people. And that's been a lot of fun. But I also now, with these girls coming on my podcast and getting to know more how they're doing the business, mm-hmm. I see things that I definitely can capitalize on my own and things that I've wanted to do my own self as well. And then before me doing the podcast, I felt like I had to have such a separation between the two, where now I'm in this place where I can do both.
All right,
you know,
there's
no reason to choose. You know, if you want to do it all, you can do it all.
And that's kind of
why I want to do it all.
That's kind of why I started Lip Service back in the day. A lot of women were like in the music videos and in the magazines, but nobody got to hear their personalities or hear them talk. So I was like, why not give a platform that's not about that, but about your personality?
Mm. For sure.
You know, and people are interested. And since we're talking relationships, Jessica Dime, do you think Marriage Bootcamp helped your relationship? Because we watched the show, it's entertaining. and at that point, you weren't married and you were...
I was married.
Oh, you were? I thought you were saying, when are we getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was TV.
Okay.
Oh, so you were married.
It was TV.
Okay. Okay. So do you think it did help? Like, did you take anything
but
from
actual,
that?
The actual working with Dr. Ish mm-hmm. and what was the lady name? Dr. B. It actually did help us. Like, they actually were trying to, like, give us pointers, help us. They'll tell us the truth, you know, no, telling my husband, no, you wrong, or telling me, no, Dime, you can handle that a different way. And it did help, but I feel like they'd still play games TV-wise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to get a show. Mm-hmm. But just all in all, with it just being a counseling with the couples-wise, yes, it did help.
What are some things that are lessons that have helped you in your relationship that you would say you didn't know before the show?
Okay, it was like more so the communication. Like mm-hmm. They was just trying to show us like more so like how you talk to your partner, more so like you can say what you want to say. It's more so like how you're saying
that's
it.
That's true.
The delivery. What you're giving it to him.
They say you're
still
not supposed,
a man.
Yeah, they say you're not supposed to use the words never or always. Like, you never do this or you always
be
do
positive
that.
Always, like a positive instead of negative words. Mm-hmm. You know, just like. And they were telling him certain stuff like, stop trying to be so bossy. We know you the man. Right. You don't have to do that. You know, like, so it was a learning experience for both of us because we were both open and willing to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was fun. We went to L.A. We was with Walker, Tammy, Soldier. We were still having fun
right.
in the house. So it was like.
That was a wild house.
Yeah, that was.
That was the best
I think
season.
That might have been one of the craziest of the, seasons
that was
ever.
The best
that was the best season.
Very entertaining.
And I know we didn't discuss this yet because we talked about this in Vegas, but Gigi is no longer engaged.
I am not.
What?
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I thought I was going to be married out to the wedding.
Yeah, we haven't really discussed this
on
here
yet. We have not.
Can we discuss?
Well, yes, I do like to say I'm Dr. Texas without the PhD.
Come on, Dr. Texas. So first of all, you need to know a little background.
Okay.
It was a real quick situation.
Okay.
Like,
and you got engaged in a quick situation?
Yeah, first date.
Was it love bombing?
Third date together, we was engaged.
Third
date. I got his name tattooed on me, everything. And
Gigi!
Yeah. And 60 days later, approximately, give or take, 60 days later, I just decided that he, in fact, was not the one.
Why? What?
So I was So I was not getting what I needed, and you I just feel like that the relationship wasn't priority. I spent 30 days with him, and once I couldn't, like, I was up under him for 30 whole days. I stayed at his house with him 30 whole days, and then I got to work. I got to hustle. I got to get up. I got to travel. I got to grind. I got shit to do.
Yeah. So, that's like, Alexis, Texas, just wanted to know: sexually, were you getting what you?
Sexually. I mean, the sex was the sex was good, but it wasn't a lot of
sex.
The sex was good.
It wasn't a lot.
But no, we didn't have a whole lot of sex, but when we did have sex, it was actually good.
Okay.
Once I had to, like, move around and I wasn't up under him, things changed. And then I kind of felt like he wasn't putting forth the effort to make things happen. It was kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Really?
And yeah, and I am very boisterous. Like, I express myself very well. I have no problems communicating my feelings, my thoughts. And I spoke on it to him a couple of times. And, you know, he would say, like, oh, baby, I'm busy this, or, you know, my business that, or whatever the case may be. And then it was like the actions and the words wasn't adding up. The math wasn't mathing. And I'm only going to say my piece two or three times before I say peace.
Right.
And that's basically what
so
I did.
So did you, like, ghost? Or were you, like, told him, like,
told
this
him.
Isn't working out? And you, like, he wasn't like, baby,
him.
Please don't leave
I
me.
I gave him a, basically, I gave him, like, a warning.
You gave,
like,
him 30-day notice?
I gave him a warning. And when things didn't change, I was like, okay, this is me letting you know I'm
But
done.
Good for you. I mean, that's a big moment, though, to, like, did he not go all the way through.
Like, he's still, like, reaching out, and I'm just now, like, I'm just
you just can't go back.
Gigi, you were engaged to him, though.
And guess what?
How you just ghost and engaged him?
I would have married him the next
it's
day.
It's probably better than you did.
But it was good you spent 30 days.
That's just a lot. Because look, if you would have gone and you would have to alter 30 days. And then after this, you know, 31 or 32, then
and
you don't really know.
You could have got your K-1 visa.
Listen, it's a great story.
I left Come 90 on, 60 Day Fiancé. Yes,
the new season
started
yesterday. I'm all in. I can't wait.
Definitely watch it.
So, you know, at the end of the day, right, everybody has what they had to say about the situation, especially about the tattoo. But y'all know me well enough.
I already got it covered.
Shout out to the tattoo artist. Yeah, I already got it covered.
How many men's name have you had on you? Is that the first one?
No, it's not the first.
To get a tattoo.
How many have you gotten covered up?
I've gotten
a tattoo is not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
And I don't have any.
Yeah, my head to toe.
That would be a big deal to me.
My body is tatted head to toe. I was with the same man for 11 years and had him 3 times.
Okay.
So, and they're all covered.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, maybe it's a pattern.
Yeah.
But the tattoo wasn't that big of a deal to me.
Okay.
And I just honestly feel like I called his bluff because it was him selling himself to me with I'm this kind of man and God sent you to me and I want to marry you. I want to
he love bombs my life because he likes
that's what people say
and I call his bluff because you're not going to play on my face.
Yeah.
If this really how you feel, then stand on it. Let's do it now.
But that's why I say I'm proud because most women won't even admit that because
I agree with
it. It was him, not me.
But, okay, just because he feel like that, why do we have to be like right now?
No, we wasn't going to get married right away, but the engagement happened right away because don't play with me. If this really what you want, then prove it.
What the guys couldn't have been a year later?
If he really wanted, I love you, I'ma die for you. That's it. I could die right here, right now. They should have got married.
Then do it. Because if that's how you feel, you're not about to play in my
no,
face.
No, exactly.
So if that's how you feel, I'm calling your bluff. Let's do
I
it.
I don't like know.
I think you
bluff.
Could.
I
did
love
somebody. Did call his bluff for
and want to be with them and not get married.
I've had someone call my bluff, and I'm like, yeah, just kidding. I didn't really.
Yeah, see,
like want to be my girlfriend. I'm like,
you know, put it on that man in the scene. You told that man.
Okay, so let's go to the court on Tuesday, and then I got to do lip service on Wednesday.
That part.
Right?
And that's how
honeymoon on Thursday.
Exactly. and if not, we're going to break up on Friday.
Well, so you said you guys didn't have sex a lot. Did that bother you? Because you're a very sexual person.
We could have had more sex. You One know? Thing I'm glad I didn't do, I was going to give him a threesome, and I'm glad I didn't do that.
Ooh. See, I can't. I'm not.
That would be for you, too.
I can't do it with my husband.
But he wanted it, though.
Okay.
But don't they all want it?
Yeah, I mean,
the thing is, G likes girls too, so that would have just been a special treat for him.
Yeah, it would have been, but it, the fact that he asked for it, he didn't earn it.
Was the ring nice?
He didn't earn it.
She didn't get a ring.
No ring? Oh, no. If there's no ring, there's no proposal.
What was the engagement then?
Exactly.
Just one. Oh, shit. I thought he had the engagement.
That's fugazi.
She's letting my drink down. So wait, yeah, all right. So if you would have, let's just say you would have had a threesome with him, what would the rules have been? Like, can other girl like toss his salad?
Oh,
or
God, no, he didn't. That wasn't his thing.
I'm just asking if there were rules.
That was not man ass.
That wasn't his thing.
But I'm just saying, is that allowed?
Like, I've had a threesome before when the girl decided that she wanted to eat some ass, and you know the guy liked it.
Man ass.
I didn't stop her.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you like, at least I don't have to do it.
I mean, I already told her that was something that he liked. So when she felt like she wanted to do it, she did it. Like, I wasn't gonna stop her. I mean, I couldn't have stopped her.
Right.
She's like,
was
two and
more.
He
was big down there.
But your man, you ain't want to have no threesome with him.
I would not have gave it to him. I was gonna save that for after the wedding. Mm. Like, he was gonna have to wait until after the wedding.
That's, have you done that in your marriage? No.
That's one thing like we haven't done, but we talk about it and stuff. He don't pressure me about it or nothing, but I know there's something he would be cool.
Do you like girls? Do you like girls as well?
Yeah, not now. I don't like girls. Like, when I was a little younger, I was more into girls than I am now. Like,
okay.
It's kind of like, I don't know.
So really, it's really something
boat,
to do.
Know?
Honestly.
Yeah, I don't really see no girl to be like. Yeah. Mm.
And in all honesty, out of all the women that I've ever been with, I could never see myself in a relationship with a woman.
No.
I've never taken it that far. I just, you know, it's fun. It's like 3D masturbation.
But like,
I didn't have to date any of them.
I want
to
do the threesome like, when we go out of town, far, far away.
Out the country.
Definitely out the country. With a stamp. Uh-huh. And we like getting drunk, everything, having a ball, and then we might see some fine girl over there.
That's the only way I give a threesome is in another country.
And that's the only way you
see her again.
Yeah,
with a stranger.
You just go to the spot, you see the girl, she looks good. She's
and let's
clean.
Do what we do.
You smell her, and then you do what you do. You get on the plane,
and that's it.
And we
back
never
to
see you again.
Yeah.
Girl.
Never see her again.
I'll be trying to come.
Right. I don't gotta worry about her.
Well, that's the problem with social media now.
She
don't
worry about her reaching out.
Now, that's kind of like a little fantasy.
Yeah.
She don't even got an iPhone.
I wouldn't mind doing it.
Okay.
What you say, Steph?
She don't even got an iPhone. Like, we're never going to see her again.
She doesn't speak English.
Look, girl, we enjoyed you.
Thanks for your service.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Alexis, did you, in your relationships, right, there's probably a high expectation of sex in a relationship with you.
This is why dating is hard.
Oh, okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. So how are you when it's outside, not on camera, but like when you're in a relationship, do you do all the same things or are you like, all right, you know?
I'm definitely in no way or shape or form a prude by any means. I don't think I could be Alexis Texas by any shape or form if I was. For me, I'm a highly sexual person. So I do like to fuck a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like in my personal life, I think that the problem is they want to fuck Alexis Texas at all times. But Alexis Texas is also a human that I like have everyday things and whatever. So it's not always that. And then once they start catching feelings, then they don't want to fuck Alexis Texas. They want to like fuck the other part of you. So it's kind of a toss up. So for me at that point, when I was really going like that, it was like a lot of me not knowing what I really wanted in men, and just it was more of them picking me. At this point in my life, I'm picking them. So okay, it's like nice. It's like learning.
Not like who likes you, but
yeah, okay. Like no scraps allowed. You know what I mean? It's not just because for the validation of being liked. For me now it's about like, what do I need? What standards, what boundaries, what kind of fits into my life now? Mm-hmm. And so that helps weeding out the kind of bullshit, because I can't hide being Alexis Texas. I've been doing porn for over 15 plus years. So it's like, it's never going to go away.
What do you do when someone falls in, when you fall in love, after you fall in love and they don't want to fuck you anymore?
Then I leave. Like, who falls in love and fucks you?
I was with somebody on and off for a long time. And when we first got together, we used to have the nastiest, most disgusting sex. We used to fight and like
toxic love
sex. Mm-hmm. Like he would just hurt my body. And then after he fell in love with me, like if I even like shook my ass a certain way, I couldn't twerk around him. If I said fuck me while we were having sex, there would be times that he'll be like, what? Like that's it, we're not having sex no more. Like, why are you talking to me like that? Like,
it's funny.
You're talking like a whore. And I'm like,
we were whores together, right?
Yes, he was cheating on me with the whores.
But see, that's why it's funny, because I feel like in those senses, like people like, again, if it's settling or not because of the fighting and whatever was great, but obviously ultimately somewhere in that relationship wouldn't work, because if it did, he would have let you be fully you, the whore, not the whore, the whatever
exactly
you wanted to be.
Like,
but that's why he goes and steps out elsewhere, because he wants to be nice to you, but he wants to disrespect the whore,
exactly.
Which doesn't make any sense.
No, and I get it. But it's like, I want the kisses on the forehead and all the romantic
shit. But why do you have to choose?
But
you should
exactly,
get both.
Exactly. I want to get slapped around a little bit sometimes, too. Yeah.
But that's what it is. But there is a man out there that will do that. You just have to find the right one. He wasn't it. He wasn't it.
You think
I haven't found him yet either, because I'm still single.
So. You think you can train a man to be the way that you want him to be?
How, and
sexually or just in a relationship?
Both. Like, do you think you can, like... Yes, yeah, sexually, like kind of train him.
Definitely.
Because say you want to be slapped.
Definitely sexually. Mm-hmm.
I think both. I think it just, you have to have a willing partner to want
to
like grow with you. Because if like, nobody wants to be told what to do. Like, you know, nobody's like, you know, a mom or a dad situation. But it's like, if you're a partnership, it's like, it's work. Relationships take work in any relationship. Friendship, you know, partnerships.
It's how you say it, not what you say. Just going back to how the doctors were in the house that she was in for marriage boot camp. It's like, your tone and your delivery matters more than the actual
words. And he has to be able to accept me actually telling him something.
Like style communication.
And reciprocation. solution. Right. Because I'm going to take your advice. Yeah. I'm going to listen to what you say, too. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me, school me, baby.
Show
me
please.
Teach me how to please you.
Constructive criticism is great.
Yeah.
So now what type of standards have you set for yourself?
You know, I think for me, the biggest one was integrity. I don't think I even really knew what that meant in a man because I just felt like I dealt with a lot of fuckboys. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that, you know, someone who's honest, someone who's, you know, who's going to treat me right and not make me feel bad from my past, my future, my present. Mm-hmm. Someone that is a leader, someone that can help me. I feel like I just need a partner to kind of uplift in the growth part of things. So it's someone who's, you know, in leadership, growth, spirituality is really big for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that those are my top ones.
Yeah, trust is important. Yeah. To even be able to trust somebody where you can go to them and have a conversation about something that happened that day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they know that maybe I just need you to just listen and not say anything. Or maybe I need you to, if I ask for some... You know, I like solution-oriented people. Mm-hmm. And so not to just be like, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe you did this. But, like, let's come up with some ideas. Like, well, you know what you could do? Well, why don't you try this? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's important. But only when I need it. Because sometimes you don't want to, right? Sometimes you just want to talk and just
that's
put
why
it
you
out
say,
there.
Just listen, okay?
Yeah, don't give, to listen
give me to me.
Right now.
Yeah, but my husband and I, we best friends. Like, we gossip. I get advice. Yeah.
I think that's important, too.
I like the gossip.
To build
the
gossip.
I love it.
I love when a guy could bring you some gossip. And you'd be like, what?
He tells me a couple. He be having a few
telling you some tea.
I love that.
A little tea. We really are best friends. But one thing about him that I have to recommend, he is willing to. Like, even though he might not initially want to take what I say, he is willing to, like, come back later on and be like, you know what? I was wrong.
Right.
You was
accountability.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, accountability. He always want to encourage me, believe. I think that's what you probably feel like you miss is somebody, like, encourage you, you know, like, believe in you. No, don't even worry about what I, because, shit, my husband grew up in Memphis with me. He know what I'm about or what I did, you know? So it wasn't hard for him to say, oh, I know what she done did. I know she been a stripper. I don't feel like wifing it. I ain't finna wife her.
You know,
he could have easily said that, but I feel like everybody got a pass. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to do that, you ain't going to marry or be with nobody.
And usually these guys be worse than us.
Some of them be sneaky. Them be the worst ones. Like, them be the ones with the long ass... She is long.
You're like, you slept with more people than me, and I'm a porn star.
And I'm a damn stripper. Yeah. She's a porn star.
And the thing with me is, you know, there's only so many porn stars, so it's not really that many people. It's just how many times.
Right. Okay. Have you ever gone and was supposed to film a scene and said, I'm not working with this person?
I have.
What would be a reason for that?
You know, for me, I'm a big energy person. So anything, if I feel disrespected, if I feel like... I'm just not vibing like what's going on, then, you know, it's my pussy, my right, and I'm going to walk away. And so I've done it definitely. It wasn't even the performer. It was the director. He called me stupid because I was wearing this outfit and I was like, it doesn't fit me. And he's like, I don't pay you to think. I said, you don't pay me enough not to. So fuck you. And I was so I left. But most times I've been really, and then there was another time that I actually, it was like a, it wasn't even a porn. It was the softcore movies. Mm-hmm. It was something, they wanted me to make out with this guy that I didn't, who was on my no list for scenes. And I was like, how do you want me to not fuck him, but make out with him? Yeah, no, I'm good.
Why would somebody be on your no list?
It could be from anything. From I didn't like his haircut. He's got bad breath. He's got a dick like that I don't stanky. Like. It could be whatever. Like that's
a
good thing.
Do you do porn with women too?
I do.
Have you ever had like a stanky girl?
I have. And you go to
do
the bathroom and you say yes. Like, because the good thing is, like, before the movie, like, you do pictures. So you do, like, pretty girl stills, whatever. So, like, I've definitely on one occasion had to be like, let's go to the bathroom. Let's talk about this. And then, you know, because you don't want to, like, blow up her spot from everybody. Yeah. But
that's thoughtful.
See, on the meet, they blew, for Queen
me,
blew up the spot. She was telling them that coochies was
stuck.
I was like, oh, my God.
It's wipes. So sometimes the wipes can't help that.
For me, it's like, my pussy is my best friend. I know what she smells like. I don't know how some people don't know, but, you know. Some people need to be told, you know, but yeah, that has happened. And it'd be like, yeah, we're not going to work today. But
like what it tastes like.
Exactly.
Like, I'm always like,
exactly. Before you go out, before you do whatever, you know, I need to know I'm good and ready to go.
I'm really comfortable in my box.
Yes.
So let's get back to this scene on the Mint where there's two scenes that I want to talk about.
Which two, girl?
You know which two. So first being the body check scene.
Okay.
When they went to the strip club and they had
somebody.
Can we say what club that was or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they were at KOD in Atlanta. And it was literally like their first day in the house. She's like, come on, we going straight to the club.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So before they went out on the floor.
Gigi.
You know I get it. So before we went out, before they went out, look at me. We.
You said,
because
I'm in it.
It's like when the guys watch their sports teams and they be like, we didn't see that. That's how I feel. Watching men. I swear to God, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. So they went to the strip club and they had to get on stage and they had to dance. But before they went out, Queen, shout out to Queen. I love you, Queen. She's the house mom. On the mint. Yeah. So she gave them body checks. Arms up, turn around, bend over, sniff test. Yeah. And there was two girls that did not pass
the
sniff test.
They did not pass the test. Yes.
And the one girl was like, all right, cool.
Do you get
I'm gonna go handle
home?
My handle.
What happened?
We've been out all day. You know what I'm saying?
Fired.
I felt like I might have been cool, but I'm gonna go handle my handle. The other girl was like, I don't stink. She was pissing me off, girl.
She kept saying her pussy don't stink, but Queen said that ass stank. Not that pussy, baby. It was that.
Yeah,
ass.
That's so bad.
That's man. I don't know if what's worse. Something.
Yeah.
Either way.
We don't need any odors
at the meet. No odors whatsoever. Because guess what? While you clapping, that back wind.
That can smell it.
That's
yeah.
a wind.
Yeah. So, oh, so what happened was like a musky and not like
I think
BB.
It was a booty like.
Like a all day booty.
Like a booty juice.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a booty juice.
All right. Maybe a little sour, right. You know.
Yeah. So.
The swampy
moving
situation.
Moving along to the second scene.
Damn.
Yeah. Yo. Swamp booty.
At least the other person, she nickname. Was like, okay, let's just try to get it together.
Yeah. She was like, oh, okay, cool. Let me go handle that. She took it very well.
But the other kept saying, my pussy.
She had the security smell her pussy and everything.
Security?
She was like, this to the security.
Security is like, I do not get paid enough.
He wanted her show feelings.
That's what I was thinking.
Queen ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking the security didn't want to be the bad guy.
She should have just went.
She should have just, because she made in my opinion, as an entertainer and as a viewer, I felt like, as an entertainer, I felt like when you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't danced in 12 years, but I still follow my same hygienic practices every day as if I'm finna get on the floor.
Okay.
Point blank, period. Okay. I have not changed any of that in 12, 13 years and counting. Mm-hmm. But that girl, as a viewer, say I never danced before. Mm-hmm. That is going to tie into the stereotypical shit that people think about us.
Yep.
They think we nasty. They think we dirty. They think we don't have good hygiene. Mm-hmm. They think all strip clubs stink. You ever go down the comments and you see a bunch of people twerking and it be girls like, I wonder what that smells.
I never noticed that.
You won't notice it now. And when I see that, I always think that's a reflection of what you smell like. Because the first person you ever going to smell is your own.
Right.
I've danced with girls that I had to pull to the side, like, baby, maybe you need to fresh up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been to a strip club, thank God, where I had to tell a girl,
me neither.
No, thank you, because she smelled bad.
A gym I used to go to, though, they have pole dancing classes. And I am not going to lie. One day I was walking past there and it smelled terrible, but that was in the gym.
Yeah.
Sometimes people be in the gym and they think they could just go to the gym without going home and showering first. I can't stand when people and hot yoga too. I've been in hot yoga classes where I'm like, good Lord.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Yeah. Okay, now the second scene I want to talk about is when this girl shitted.
She shitted, and no shame in her game.
Y'all. So Tenneke is who, again, talking about Tenneke. She is like the main character to me because she's always in the mix.
Always in the mix.
She's always in the, good or bad, she in the mix. Mm-hmm. Like every episode, you talking about her, you looking at her, you talking to her.
I gotta do something with
She's like the problem child.
She's like,
but that's what makes the show a lot. You exactly. Know, that's part of what.
That's part of the show.
Yeah.
So yes. On the first day, they got the fight in and literally, the girl beat shit out of her.
Literally.
Like, literally.
I'm sitting there it
was,
like...
She was like, is that shit on my floor?
On the marble floor.
Oh, they were fighting
shit,
and
she shit from where I'm from. Tragic. So it was like...
Yeah.
It was like, I shitted on the floor. Like, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you representing our city.
Like, I was
this
just
this is for
like,
my shitting.
And this was the first day. This was the first fight. Was it the first fight?
No, this was the second.
The second fight, okay.
Yes, but it was, they had already been arguing.
Yes.
Throughout from the first day. And I didn't understand why. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't, y'all don't know each other. Y'all never met. So what
they
was
just
the
going
issue?
At it.
And it was just like, Tenneke went up there, put that mask on. I thought she was going to come handle her
business.
I was like, yeah.
I did too.
I mean, you know, like, I'm not cheering for nobody, but if you want to fight,
she came back,
you know,
with a push,
I handle your business.
And got beat up. Shit beat out of her.
I mean, literally, though. Like, it was shit smeared on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you had to tell
First
her to take
all,
a shower.
I love a Memphis accent. Did you
twice.
Smeared.
Me okay. And Queen had to tell her to take a shower.
Like, how you shit on yourself and then don't...
Did she have to clean it up?
She didn't take a shower. Yes.
She did come clean it up.
Yeah, nobody's cleaning
it up. She did clean it up.
You gotta clean it up.
I told her, you're gonna have to clean it up.
Yeah, she cleaned it up.
We were sick.
Was she even embarrassed about it? Because some people are like...
She was a good sport about it. Like, everybody was joking, calling her shitty.
She said it was because... Did you hear what she said?
Yeah. So her excuse.
She said it was because she had been having anal before she came in the house.
I was going to bring that up next because
I didn't believe that.
Anal would make that shit come smooth, clean
out.
I'm not an anal girl.
That.
Yeah, neither am I, but I know for a fact.
So
I agree with Angie. It makes the booty hole loose.
You know how many people guys have.
But even if it was
guys,
a day before,
guys will have anal and the girl with shit on their.
What? Hold on. Who?
There's girls who have shit on guys' dicks during anal.
Yeah, like, for sure. A lot.
It definitely happens.
But this
have
is
you
like
ever
a whole day
happen?
Later. She
I
came
not,
from Memphis to Atlanta.
I've heard it happening. Yeah, I haven't seen it happening, but it's one of my biggest fears. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, definitely happens for sure. But yeah, I've never seen it happen. That's
There've been guys up here that have said that's happened to them.
That they
that's do what, anal.
That was one thing I was very selective with in the industry. And that was one thing at the time when I was married to my ex-husband, I would only do it with him.
Okay.
So did you enjoy it? Or
do you like it?
That was the thing. I have to be like very like horny to be into it. So like doing a scene, whatever, like it's a lot of like build up. There's a lot of prepping. There's a lot of things. So it's kind of like, I would say I'm like a sexual athlete. Like, you know, I'm going
triathlon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. So you're going for war, sexual war. So you make sure you're clean. Really
it's
great.
Like Rocky, but, you got to play in the background.
So when the times that I have done it, I've definitely enjoyed myself. But again, it's very select few. There's probably like a handful of times that I've done it.
Mm-hmm. But you like fingers and you're,
I'm not really a big finger.
You're not a booty girl at all. What about your booty lick?
I could lick it, yes, all those things. But fingers.
I'm saying yours, Lee.
Yeah, I might be mine licked. Yeah, okay. But I don't. Not really big in the fingers. And you know,
see, I'm not big on that either.
Maybe because man hands are really big. Sometimes they don't take care of their fingers and all kinds of things. And just stay away.
Just stay away.
Just put that dick in there.
I definitely have heard some stories. Because people are like prep for anal. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, especially girls in the industry who do it, like, because they're taking very large things, and so they're making, they're like not eating the day before, they're like eating gummy bears or drinking Pedialyte, they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Wait, gummy bears?
Yeah, because it's something with the digestion thing. I don't really know. I'm not a big anal girl, so
keep from,
well, because like the sugar, because they're not like, they don't eat all day, so like they'll stop eating like the night before,
so they're not faint. Yeah, they can have a gummy bear. Wow. So now when you see somebody buying gummy bears, you're like, you're having anal.
Yeah,
you know what,
on a porn set.
Because as much as I eat them, damn, them gummy bears that you got me addicted to,
I eat
to,
them every day.
I got Kaya, I got y'all addicted to them gummy bears, them Albanese. Y'all know those Albanese gummy bears, the gourmet gummy bears.
No wonder the guy Dwayne winks at me every time I buy those gummy bears.
He's like, okay, mommy, I see you.
I see you.
So wait, Jessica Dime, you haven't had anal with your husband?
Would How long have y'all been together?
He didn't put his fingers in there. And my husband is a big man.
Yeah, he's basketball.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you shouldn't do it.
We'll be married October 19th. It'll be 6 years married.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So, and we've been together 7.
Yes.
So
that's a long time to not even try.
Okay. I'm scared of that.
Did he ever try it, though?
No.
Have you tried? Have you ever tried it ever in your life?
I told him, see, we married, but we never had an actual ceremony. We got married in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him when we do the ceremony, I do it.
Okay. He was like, offering all kind of
stuff.
He got
to tell me the other day, talking about some, I'm ready after this ceremony. I'm like, what? I'm still thinking about that. Like, what?
And you got to do like the butt plug, right? Yeah. You got to get
to
ready.
Warm it up.
The
butt plug.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe there's it might help plugs. Make it feel like...
There's butt plugs you can, like,
try. No, it's to loosen it up.
I don't want to hurt.
The thing is like, you just have to... If you overthink it, it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, be sexually stimulate yourself. Yeah, so, like, if you're going to play with yourself and like, you know...
Squirt.
I can make girls
squirt. Never ever. Like, I didn't nutty.
Hold on. Like, Alexis just offered. She said she can make girls squirt.
Again, I've been known to make girls squirt.
But I don't want... I want to learn how to do it.
To yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, with your husband?
Yeah, with my husband.
Have you ever squirted in your life?
She said no.
Because you can squirt from fingers or from a dick. Mm-hmm. So the dick is obviously your husband being there, whatever. But it's a G-spot that you're hitting. And then you just have, again, but a lot of times you may feel that you like the sensation of you want to pee.
And you stop yourself.
But you stop yourself.
I've had that.
So that's what you just let go and like release. And
I've
like,
never squirted either.
You seem, I want to do it better. So bad.
You seem like an overthinker.
But I can't squirt.
That's what it is.
I'm scared to let go.
You seem like an overthinker. So if you're going to be like, no, don't do it. Then it's going to stop.
But if you don't do that and you just keep going, then it's going to stop.
Because it's like a little splash of thing. It's not like you're pissing everyone as I pee.
Right. Like when I squirt from dick, when the dick hits that water spot, it's like splashes. It's not like a stream, like piss.
Yeah, okay. It's like if you were gonna ejaculate, like, I mean, like a man does, but it's like that. But it's just like, you know, it's
female ejaculate. It's a lot more than
it's. Everybody's different. It's like someone's like female ejaculate, and it's like, you know, it's a little mixture, but it's not like spring. But then there's girls that are known to squirt in this, like, in
they squirt.
But that's a mixture of piss.
That's
they're drinking water and they're drinking Pedialyte.
On purpose.
But yeah, because they're drinking Pedialyte. They're drinking stuff to make them flush themselves out. Right. So,
Pedialyte. It's definitely urine.
Okay, so I'm hearing Pedialyte and gummy bears.
Look at all the tricks. But the Texas gym.
Well, while you're at it, this is the perfect time for us to ask you for some some pro tips.
Okay. Yes. Let's keep it rolling. I'm going to be honest. Before you came here, there's a couple of guys. I'm not going to look at none of them. But they were like, can you please ask her for tips that we can give our girlfriends of things that they could do for us in the bedroom? And then I said, and you know what else? Y'all could use some tips on what you could do for us too. So we want for you to give tips to the women on things they can do in the bedroom, maybe to spice it up or excite their man.
Always start with the blowjob. You know, just stop at the tip. Go all the way down. Use both hands. Gag on it a little bit. You know, even make the noise, even if it's not gaggable. You know, just pretend. Pretend.
Put on the show.
Your eyes rather, you know. Yeah. I feel like the more attention that you bring to, you know, the head of the dick is always the best part of it because it's the most stimulating thing, especially when you're doing it right behind the bottom and you just keep going and you look in them in the eyes and you're like, but I know you want to fucking come and you're going to come, aren't you? You know? Yeah.
So we should say that. Okay, say that.
I think eye contact is a really big thing. You know what I mean? Eye contact is really big while you're stroking the dick.
You said do what?
Eye contact.
Okay, eye contact.
Mm. You know, because if I'm looking at it, seeing I'm staring at you and this is your dick, Angela, we're talking to you. You know you want to come for me, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I want it so bad.
Angela, you're so nasty.
And then I like to incorporate, the big booty things of standing up and shaking the ass while you're sucking the dick. So you have two different visuals.
Wait, hold on. How are you standing up? I look sucking dick.
That's my favorite way. Like, yes,
come on, Texas.
Standing up a bit over. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you normally have
happening. It's fun for the whole family.
Do you have music playing? Like, do you ever play music
during? It's fun for the whole family.
I'm a big music person, but I don't need to have it. I feel like I have my own soundtrack in my head. Okay. I feel like, but I'm more of like an R&B if I'm going to be like sexy times, you know, start the mood.
A little playlist.
A little playlist, you know, keep things interesting.
And now for men, what are some things that you love? That men
for
do.
Men, mm-hmm. I feel like not enough men eat pussy.
Okay,
I feel like they need to, you know, really learn what the clit is and pay attention to that very well. Mm-hmm. And your girl will probably do anything for you if you can make her come at least 2 to 3 times eating her pussy and then fucking her. Mm-hmm. You got a winner.
Wow, 2 to 3 times eating pussy.
I don't even think by that time.
I'm a habitual.
I'm done after two. I'm going to sleep.
I'm cool.
Okay, that's good because I'm about to fall asleep now.
That's the perfect time to put it in right after. Beat you out, you come and then put it in.
I'm greedy. I like to come multiple times, so it was just like a 2 to 3 thing, you know. And then it's like a game.
How long does it take you to come from oral?
I mean, it depends on who's doing it, but not very long if they're good.
Okay,
because that's ever, the thing. Like,
I can come
like,
really quickly.
I do that a lot.
Yes and no. Like, it depends again the person, but like I feel like sometimes they don't let me edge and they make me come, and then it's, you know, a game. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not mad at them.
Do you like the women doing it with the women or the men? Do you like have women eat pussy or men?
Well, I feel like for me in porn, I started working with women because women knew how to eat pussy better.
Okay.
Men hate when we say that. I feel the same
way.
So that's why I learned a lot of pussy eating things from a lot of women that were really good at it. So that's why it's like, for me, it's like, you have to be very special for me to eat your pussy.
I think that's what it is.
You say what?
I don't know. For me, it's always been men that eat pussy better. Like, I've never had a girl make me forget about the guy who ate my pussy the best.
Okay.
And I've had girls eat my pussy.
It's probably just the attraction to the man, too, for you.
And I have... No, wait.
Oh, it's coming back to you.
Okay. Where's
just
she
one
at?
Time. Where's she at?
I'm looking for her.
Your orgasm diary.
There's one girl, the one girl that I have threesomes with. Yeah, she knows how to eat my pussy really good.
She's had practice,
you
got
a girl you pick to do it with. Our
she's
turn.
Had, yeah, she's had practice, though. So
yeah, she's you know who it is.
I know who it is.
You know who it is. Mm-hmm. But she, she's the only person that I've had threesomes with. Like, I've had 2 threesomes with her with 2 different guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you comfortable with her?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with her. Like, she's the only girl that I've had sex and we share the guy. I've had other moments with girls eating my pussy but not having sex with the guy. They don't want the guy. They only want it to be with me. Mm-hmm. So that I don't think it's the same thing.
No.
Right? It's not the same thing.
So amazing. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you so had sex with another woman, would your husband, would Sean be mad? Or
is that cheating?
I feel like that's cheating.
When you married him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're exchanging fluids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So even if you ask, like, would you ask him if you ever, or you just don't even?
Well, I don't even, ain't nobody floating my boat, but if I felt like that, I would probably tell him, well, I think I saw somebody I like, and I think he'll be happy.
Right. He's like, yeah, so the threesome like, is coming tonight?
Like, what's your Instagram?
Wait. No, I'm telling you, yeah. I think he would be definitely okay with it if I did like a girl, as long as I bring it to him. Right.
Because guys don't be like, intimidated by that.
I feel like some people do though. It depends. Cause I think again, like you said, it's cheating if you're in a relationship and you're whatever.
Yeah,
like
I
think you at least have
him.
To like
right.
tell yeah, the person. Maybe not with some people's situations are different. Maybe they ask him like, hey, would you mind? Because some guys don't, but if you just fuck the girl and you're like, hey, I fucked another.
I feel bad calling my husband like, I just seen a fine bitch. I'm out of town. I'm finna go.
I don't think that'd be
no that Jesus
used
good.
To want to have
You'd
a wife.
You'd be surprised he'll get real jealous.
I used to want me and my ex to have a girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, she did. She wanted to have a girlfriend.
Because I just wanted to have a regular girl that we could have sex with. Because we was having sex with like strangers in different countries. And even though you just said that was your fantasy, but to do it all the time, we was doing it all the time.
Would you only want
it to be bad either? I think it would have been cool.
What if they end up getting some type of
feeling?
Well, I'm glad I never did it because
yeah, you did.
When all of his skeletons fell out the closet, I was almost buried.
You didn't deserve that.
Are you serious?
I don't think he deserved it, but I think you would have been fine with it. Like you would have had like a sister that you could have like told to get water and washcloths.
To water and washcloths.
We need a washcloth.
I mean, I looked at it more of me saving my jaw strength because
right, exactly. Like you would have been able to be like, all right, I'm gonna get in the shower. Can you suck his dick for me while I'm in the shower?
Yeah. Go ahead.
When you start doing that, you probably don't like him that much anymore.
That's the thing. The threesome thing, I just think I don't mind doing she suck his dick, she eat my pussy, and me and him fuck.
Right.
But now just watching him fuck another bitch, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I didn't agree to that yet.
But she can't.
But he said she can suck his dick.
He said yes.
She can suck his dick.
Okay.
I don't think I care about that. And she can eat my pussy.
But yeah, imagine watching the man that you love having a girl rolling her
like,
eyes.
But he's going back to you. So what is it?
I gotta be real old and dry.
Like, perfect gotta be here. Like,
I'm just old and dry.
One of the first,
you know, like it's like I'm fucking.
One of the first times I ever had a threesome with a couple that happened, the girl got the wife or girlfriend, whatever they were.
Yeah, she got mad.
She stopped it. She stopped him mid-stroke. Like,
I just
enough.
Don't understand.
Because he was
that.
Enjoying me way too much. And she was just like, no, stop.
No. She couldn't take it. So y'all don't want to be embarrassed like that.
Well, listen, you guys, I appreciate this very fun conversation.
I knew this was
very
be fun.
Very fun and open a conversation.
I had a ball.
Yes. You got to make sure you come back and congratulations on everything. And we're looking forward to a new season.
Oh, yes. Y'all tell Natas TV. Shout out to T-Lo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the CEO.
And how many episodes are there going to be? There are 12, you said?
I'm thinking it's going to be 10 to 12. Okay. I just say that. 10 to 12. And reunion.
Mm-hmm.
They already on the internet fighting about the reunion. Who's gonna bring who?
So wait. So just so that the viewers are clear, because I already know this. When so the end point is, or the purpose of them being in this house is that they get support from you. They win $10,000.
I'm helping them transition out of the club, and they win $10,000 and a chain. The winner wins $10,000 and a chain.
Right.
But even without the winner, like the people that don't win, I'm still thinking about things for them. I'm still lining up things. I'm putting together moves, tour. We're going to do a tour.
And
I'm
it's still a good platform for them, too.
Right. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah. I'm dropping the Mint soundtrack with the music from the show. And I'm putting some of the girls on there, putting some of their music on there.
And your music is on there, too.
Yeah. So I'm back in that bag. You know,
I still got music that I'm a fan of Now That's TV. I watch almost every show on that.
Thank you so much, even though I'm just a newcomer. But I love it there. I love it there.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, and Private Talk with Alexis, you guys can check out her podcast. Yes. And so you're back, right? So now you're also going to be...
I've been preparing some things, been working on some stuff. At the end of this month, I'm dropping some stuff on my OnlyFans page that I think people are really excited to see that I haven't done before. And
I haven't done before.
New shit.
Y'all know they were trying to get me to drop OnlyFans. I'm scared. I'm going to talk to you about it.
I got you, girl.
Yes,
I might do it.
Wait, what are some things you haven't done before that...
You just have to stay tuned.
We're gonna have to see what's happening up on that OnlyFans.
I want to know.
We want to know. We need a little glimpse.
you know, maybe I'll give you a little taste.
Oh, that feels like a hit right there.
That hit okay. a little different coming from.
Hey. She's gonna make us all squirt. Okay.
I give tutorials. I give tutorials.
Okay. Okay. She knows how. Okay.
Now it's a lip service orgy. What's going on?
That's what happens when Miss Texas comes to play.
Well, thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it. Again, Alexis Texas, Jessica Dime. We had a good time with y'all.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate
GG McGuire, Stephanie Santiago, it's lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.